This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam, rasulullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you to another episode of the Seerah of the Prophet, or walking with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, we started this new series. And we gave a very brief introduction about, you know, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam and the merits of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. So today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll carry on still talking about Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam, and then talking about, you know, his description today. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll give you the physical attributes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the physical attributes, so that inshallah, because he said, whosoever, you know, you can see him in your dream, and he says, whosoever sees me, he has truly seen me, because shaitan does not take the image of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, right? So if I were to describe him to you, inshallah, hopefully you can, maybe inshallah ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla will bless you, you know, by seeing him maybe in your dream, inshallah ta'ala. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, this new series that we started, it is not, as I mentioned yesterday, not merely Seerah of the Prophet. It is Seerah and beyond. It's Seerah and beyond, because in this series, we talk more about the Prophet as a person, more about the Prophet as a husband, as a man, as a son, as a father, as a leader, alayhi salam. And also, of course, we're going to talk about the series, you know, the incidents that happened in the life of Rasulullah. But I want to go beyond and talk about him as a person, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Talk about him, and, you know, spend a day with Prophet Muhammad as-salam, as if you see him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Maybe we will go to his home and spend a day with him from the time he wakes up until the time he goes to sleep. How does, you know, we all wonder sometimes, you know, how's the day of Rasulullah would be? How would his day would be? And from morning until night, what does he do? What does he eat? Where does he spend his day? You know, when does he teach? When does he preach? You know, during the day, during the afternoon, what does he do in the afternoon? Does he take a nap? When does he take a nap? You know, when does he eat breakfast? When does he eat lunch? When does he eat dinner? You know, what does he eat? You know, and when does he sleep? And how does he sleep? You know, all these little things, you know, that we need to know about this man, Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. So yesterday we started talking about the merits of the Prophet. And one of the merits that we talked about, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him, he has singled him out, you know, by so many blessings, favored him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has favored the Prophet Muhammad and blessed him with Al-Kawthar. He blessed him with the with Al-Wasila. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with 8 intercessions, with Al-Shafa'at, right? And yesterday we were talking about those intercessions, right? This is basically what we talked about yesterday, talking about the merits and started talking about the intercessions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Right? So we said he, inshallah ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad eventually will have 8 type of shafa'at. I mentioned 7 and there is 1 left. So the first shafa'at that we talked about, the first shafa'at that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, is blessed with, is the shafa'at in the day of the mahshar. In the day of Al-Hashr, it's called the greatest Shafa'ah. Why? Because this is the day where people will be, you know, gathered in this plane, the plane of Al-Mahshar, the plane in the land of resurrection, the sun on top of the heads. People are waiting for Allah to come down to start the Hisab. And how long would people wait? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that day, one day, will be equivalent to 50,000 years. Imagine. In a day equivalent to 50,000 years. So that's only one day. How many days people will be waiting there? Only Allah knows. So much so that some people, because of the, that, you know, the intensity of that day, they will try to look for someone who will intercede on their behalf. They will go to Adam, and I mentioned that yesterday in detail, that hadith. They will go to Adam, and Adam will say, myself, myself. Go to Nuh. Nuh will say pretty much the same thing. Go to Ibrahim. Ibrahim will say the same thing. Go to Musa. Musa will say, myself, myself. Go to Isa. Isa would say, myself, myself, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede on our behalf. What kind of intercession? This intercession is only to start the hisab. Imagine, intercession for Allah to come down to start the hisab. So that's intercession number one. Intercession number two is for the people of Jannah to enter Jannah. Yes, even that we need the shafa'ah of the Prophet. Because the Prophet Muhammad will go and he will knock at the door, the gate of Al-Jannah. And then the gatekeeper will say, man, who? And Prophet Muhammad will say, Muhammad. And the gatekeeper will say, I've been ordered not to let anyone through before you, Ya Rasulullah. And then Prophet Muhammad will go in first, and then his ummah will follow. His nation will follow. Then other prophets will come in with their nations. But the first ummah that will, the first prophet that will enter Jannah is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the first ummah that will enter Jannah is the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the second shafa'ah. The third shafa'ah for the people of Ahl al-Jannah to be raised in ranks. Allahu Akbar. For the people of Ahl al-Jannah, for their rank, to be raised ranks in al-Jannah, because Jannah, my brothers and sisters, are levels. Al-Jannah darajat, right? Al-Jannah darajat. Remember in the End of Time series, sisters and brothers, when we were talking about, you know, the minor signs, major signs, and then the journey to the hereafter, and then I gave a description of hell and a description of Jannah, of heaven, right? So we talked about the levels of Jannah, and then we said that the levels of Jannah are called darajat. What are the levels of hellfire called, brothers and sisters? Those of you on Instagram right here, and those of you on Facebook. What do we call the levels of hellfire? Because the levels of Jannah, you know, they go up, you know, in ranks. You know, the higher they go, the better. The higher you go, you better. These are the levels in Al-Jannah. So we call them darajat. What do we call the levels in hellfire? May Allah save us from it. What do we call the levels in hellfire? I've got people on Facebook. I've got people on Instagram. What do we call the levels of hell? Who remembers the level or the levels in hellfire? The levels in Jannah, they are called darajat. Darajat, right? What do we call the levels in hellfire? Because the levels in hellfire, they go one below the other. The lower you go, the worst, wal'iyadu billah. The lower, the worst. And those who will be in the lowest level in hellfire, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, are the hypocrites. May Allah save us. The hypocrites will be in the lowest level in hellfire, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqeen are in the lowest level of hellfire. So brothers and sisters, I'm still waiting for you to tell me. No, the level, the lowest, what do we call the levels? The levels in hellfire. An-nar means hell, means fire. An-nar means hell or fire. So what do we call the levels? No, it's not tabaqat. It is not tabaqat amal. I mentioned this during the End of Time series. It's all recorded on Facebook and Instagram and also on YouTube. The levels of hellfire, the levels of Jannah are called darajat, and the levels of hellfire are called darakat. Darakat, right? Tabit, aim, you almost got it, but it's not that. It's called darakat. Darajat are the levels darajat are the levels of heaven, and darakat are the levels of hellfire. Saqar is a name of hellfire. Saqar is a name of hellfire. ما سلككم في سقر قالوا لم نكن من المصلين What has thrown you in Saqar? Saqar is a name of hellfire. But what do we call the levels? We call them Darakat. Darakat. These are the levels of hellfire. So, and the levels of Jannah, they're called Darajat. Darajat in Arabic. So, brothers and sisters, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ will have another intercession. And that intercession are for the people of Jannah to be raised in their darajat. Allahu Akbar. Ya Salam. There's some people who will be very high. And I remember I mentioned this when we were talking about the series, you know, the end of time series. And I mentioned that in Jannah, those who are in very high level, you get to see them like stars. They are shining like stars. You see them like very, very far. You know, they shine like stars. Those who are in high level in Al-Jannah. And the Prophet Muhammad will intercede for those people of Jannah to be raised ranks in Jannah. Another intercession, which is intercession number four, is for Ahl al-Kaba'ir, the people with major sins, for Allah to forgive them. People who will come with major sins, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. Intercession number five is towards the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Intercession again, shafa'ah number five is for the Prophet's uncle Abu Talib. Abu Talib. He is not able. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, when he tried, you know, the story when his uncle was dying, and all he wanted him to say is La ilaha illallah, but he could not say La ilaha illallah. That was the savior. You know, that was salvation for him, but he did not, you know, say La ilaha illallah. But because he did not say La ilaha illallah, he will be thrown in hellfire. But this man, he will have the least painful punishment in hellfire. The least painful punishment in hellfire, whereby a charcoal will be put on his, will be placed on his toe, and then his brain will boil from the intensity and the heat of that fire, right? So this is the least punishment or painful punishment, and that will be happening to the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And shafa'ah number six for those who are thrown in hellfire, from the believers to come out from hellfire, the Prophet will make shafa'ah for those as well. The Prophet ﷺ will make shafa'ah for those believers who were thrown in hellfire to come out from hellfire eventually. And then the seventh shafa'ah is for the people of Al-A'raf. And I mentioned that yesterday. The people of Al-A'raf are people whose sins equate their good deeds. Whose good deeds equate or equal their bad deeds. They have like 50-50, you know. 50%, 50%, they're equal, you know. So these people, they will not be thrown in hellfire, nor, you know, admitted to Jannah because, you know, they needed one extra, Allahu Akbar, they needed one extra hasana to enter Jannah. Imagine. They needed one extra hasana. And that extra hasana, brothers and sisters, listen to this very well. Listen to this. This extra hasana could simply have been Subhanallah. Could simply have been Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. One extra. La ilaha illallah. One extra. Allahu Akbar. One extra. Astaghfirullah. One extra. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. One extra. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabina Muhammad. One extra. Charity. One extra prayer, one extra smile in the face of your children, your spouse, your parents, one extra, you know, hasana you could do to help someone, as simple as that, that could make a difference, my brothers and sisters. That could make a difference, because I have mentioned here, there are people who are in Al-A'raf, their good deeds equal their bad deeds, so they're in the middle, not here, not there. And eventually the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede on behalf of those people to enter Jannah insha'Allah ta'ala. So far, those are seven shafa'at. Seven shafa'at. Are you following me, brothers and sisters? Those on Facebook and those on Instagram, are you guys following so far? Are you people following up with me so far? Because now I'm going to mention number eight. All right. Arif and Yasmin, they're there. All right. And Amal, she's following up with Khadija as well. All righty. And Hafiz Khan is also there. All right. So here is Shafa'ah number eight. And Sister Fatima, she's there too. All right, mashallah. And most likely her brother, you know, her husband, Karim, is also there, Ghani. All right. So here's Shafa'ah number eight. Shafa'ah number eight is for the people of Jannah. There is a segment of those. There is a segment of those people who are, you know, entering Jannah. There is a segment for those to enter Jannah without hisab. Allahu Akbar. There is a segment for those entering Jannah. There is a group of them. They will enter Jannah without reckoning, without any hisab. Because of the, again, the Prophet Muhammad will yashfa', he will intercede for those to enter Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. Imagine to enter Jannah without any reckoning. Enter Jannah without any reckoning. They will die, day of resurrection. The day of resurrection will start. The hisab will start. The mizan will start. The sirat and all those things that we spoke about before. But for these people, they would not have to go through any of these. Right after resurrection, they will go straight to Jannah. They will not go through hisab at all. They will not be going through that, you know, that accountability. Straight to Jannah. May Allah make me and you and our loved ones from them, insha'Allah ta'ala. May Allah make all of us, you know, and the love and your loved ones from them, insha'Allah ta'ala, to enter Jannah without hisab. So this is what we talked about so far yesterday, my brothers and sisters. Talking about the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad. Now we're talking about the man. We're talking about the man and who's the man and who the merits of this man. But talking about Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, because I want to visit him. Who wants to come with me to visit the Prophet Muhammad so I can describe him to you? Who would like to accompany me to the house of the Prophet and let me, you know, take you there so that we can see him, so I can describe him to you right now? Who would like to come with me and visit the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam right here, right now? All right, Yasmin, she wants to go. Omar bin Ali, mashallah, he wants to come along. Shabnam, she wants to come along. Hafiz and Aim Thabit. Fatima, of course. Jamshid, he wants to come along. All righty, Bismillah. Let us go and pay a visit to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. I'm going to take you. I mean, it would have been nice if all of us are live, like really live. Because this will have a different, you know, subhanAllah, taste. But because now I cannot see you, you can only see me, but I cannot see you nor hear you. So it'll sound a little bit, you know, odd. But let us go visit Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His house. His house is connected to the masjid. All right? His house is connected to the masjid. So he has like a front yard. Al-Hush, in Arabic it's called Al-Hush, like a front yard. And then you have the house of the Prophet. And the house of the Prophet, which is the house of Aisha, radiallahu anha wa ardaha, you know, is very, very simple. 5 by 7. 5 by 7. What did he used to have? He used to have one bedding from filled with palm leaves. The cover is from an animal skin, the skin of an animal, and it's filled with palm leaves. And then he had a pillow also filled with palm leaves. And also he had a water holder, and that water holder, it is in a form of an animal, the gut of an animal, you know, like when they slaughtered like a cow or a camel, or, you know, they take that gut, so of the animal, right, the stomach, they clean it and they use it as a water holder. They use it as a water holder. This is the only thing Prophet Muhammad used to have in his home. No carpet, no light. Well, sometimes he would go for a month or two without having no light, because they used to have those Aladdin lamp, you know, those lamps. So they used to have those lamps, you know, that use oil, you know, to get some light, you know, those lamps. So the Prophet Muhammad, sometimes, because they did not have no oil, he would live in darkness for like 2 months. Yani darkness, yani in his home, there will be no light. No light for like more than a month, because there is no oil in that lantern. You know, the lantern that they used to have. Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. He did not have no silky carpets, you know, imported from Afghanistan or from Turkey, right? You know, or from Iran, Persia. He didn't have those, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nothing in his kitchen, other than maybe sometimes somebody would give him his food, or he would have maybe this cup. It's like in the form of a bowl that he used to use to drink water from, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that water holder, and then a small bowl that he used to use to drink water from, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's it. That's all he used to have in his home, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabina Muhammad. Let me knock at the door. Let me knock at the door and let us see who's inside. Prophet Muhammad, inshallah ta'ala, will open the door so I can describe him to you. So let's knock at the door. Bismillah. Knock, 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 knock. Knock, 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 knock. Knock, 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 knock. How many times did I knock the door? 3 times. Because it is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is the sunnah of Rasulullah. You knock once, and if nobody answers after some time, you knock twice. And then you wait for some time, and then if nobody shows up, you knock 3 times. And then after that 3rd time, if nobody answers the door, you leave. You leave. You don't know if somebody is there or not there. You can't look from the window. It's haram. You cannot look from the window. You cannot put your ears close to the door. I hear movements. I hear movements. I know they're inside. Well, ya akhi, maybe the husband is inside with his wife, and you don't know what's going on out there. So they did not answer because they did not answer. They didn't answer because they didn't answer. So don't keep looking, you know, don't keep on coming and watching or listening or going around from the backyard to see if they're there, not there. You knock 3 times. Nobody shows up. Leave. Khalas. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan nabiyyi illa an yu'dhana lakum ila ta'am. Oh, you who believe, don't enter the house of the Prophet unless you've been given the order, the permission to go in. Unless you've been given the permission to go in. So you knock and then you wait. If somebody opens, alhamdulillah. If not, then you knock a 2nd time. Maybe they're far, maybe they're somewhere. If they open, great. If they don't open, then you have the third time. And then khalas. Maybe they're sleeping. Maybe there's something, you know, they don't want you to see. So that's it. We knocked. And Prophet Muhammad opened the door. Allah. You see him. You see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya salam. Brothers and sisters, his face is so bright. The face is so bright. The face is so bright, brighter than the moon. I'm citing a hadith here of Anas when he says, on a full moon day, I was looking at the moon and I looked at the face of the Prophet. He says, by Allah, the face of the Prophet is more beautiful and brighter than the moon. The face of the Prophet is brighter than the moon. What do we call moon in Arabic? What do we call moon in Arabic? Hi guys. Instagram, Facebook. What do we call moon in Arabic? Qamar. Okay, Zoe. Not Wamar. Qamar. Qamar ya Arif. Qamar with a Q. With a Q. Exactly. Q. Qamar. Qamar. Al Qamar. Al Hilal is different. Hilal is the crescent. Jamshed. Hilal is the crescent. Qamar is the moon. Right? Yes, Karima. Qamar is the moon. So, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, he said, I was sitting one day at night with the Sahaba and with the Prophet, and then I was looking at the brightness of the full moon. And then I kept looking at the Prophet's face. I was looking at the moon and looking at the Prophet. He says, Wallahi, the face of the Prophet is more beautiful than the moon. Allah. Ya Salam. He said, the face of the Prophet is more beautiful than the moon. This is his face. You know, Anas, he also said, I touched silk and I touched the hand of the Prophet. He says, by Allah, the hands of the Prophet are softer than silk. Huh? He said, I touched silk and I touched the hand of the Prophet. He says, the hands of the Prophet, by Allah, the hand of the Prophet is softer than the moon. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Are you following? Are you following with me, right? Let's describe him. He opened the door. Let's describe him. Let's describe him. Qamarun, qamarun. قمر سيدنا النبي قمر وجميل 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 سيدنا النبي وجميل. His head. Let's start from the head going downward, right? Let's start from the head, inshallah ta'ala. The head is not big, is not small, is moderately large head. Is a moderate large head. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How was his skin or his complexion? His complexion, he was not white, nor dark, nor brown. He had a reddish complexion. A reddish kind of complexion. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani not very white, nor very dark, not even brown. It's something in between, that reddish kind of, you know, complexion. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also his face was round. His face was round. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His face was round and brighter than the moon, as I said. Brighter than the moon. When he gets angry, the prophet, because he used to get angry sometimes, when he gets angry, a vein shows on his forehead. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. When he gets angry, because sometimes, you know, like, you know, in a khutbah, in a Friday khutbah, when he gives a sermon in a Friday khutbah, yani people in the markets, they will hear him. His face becomes red. As they were describing him, his face would become red as if he's warning an army. As if he's warning an army. So when he used to speak that loud, a vein would come out, you know, would show on his forehead. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh, let's look at his eyes. He has big black eyes and eyelashes. Beautiful, beautiful. Big eyes. Black, dark. The darkness of the dark is very dark. And the white of that white is very white. The white of the white is very white. And the dark of the dark is very dark. Big and beautiful, big eyelashes. It's a sign of beauty. It's a sign of beauty for a man to have big eyelashes. Even for a woman, subhanAllah. Even for a woman to have big eyelashes. This is why a lot of women nowadays, you know, they put in those mascara. A lot of them, they put that mascara or mascara, whatever it is, right? So the Prophet, he had it, you know, originally, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had big eyelashes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you look at his eyes, as if his eyes are anointed with kuhl. You know kuhl, brothers and sisters? You know what kuhl is? You know that the women, they normally put in their eyes, you know, like, you know, it's called kuhl. I don't know what they call it in Urdu, it's got a name, right? In Urdu, it's got a name. In Arab, it's called kuhl. The kuhl, I forgot what they call it in Urdu, but, you know, I wouldn't say an eyeliner, but it is that kuhl, you know, yeah, kajal, kajal, kajal. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you look at his eyes, as if his eyes are anointed with kuhl. The surma, yeah, he was surma, maybe it's surma, Allahu a'lam, right? But it's that kuhl. But he doesn't put it. His eyes are already anointed with kuhl, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his eyebrows are an arc-shaped eyebrows. The eyebrows are arc-shaped, yani arc-shaped. And sometimes when you look at him from far, they will look like they are connected, but they're not connected. Subhanallah. When you look at the eyebrows, right? They are arc-shaped. Some women, they do that now. They shave the eyebrows and then they make it look like it's an arc, you know, make it look like fancy, right? Prophet Muhammad, he had it from Allah Azza wa Jal. Arc-shaped eyebrows. And if you look from five, you think that his eyebrows are connected, but they're not connected. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the face. His hair is straight, but not curly. His hair is straight, but not curly. And sometimes he would braid them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes, like they used to do that in the Arabs a long time ago, right, in Jahiliyyah, they used to braid their hair from the back. So Prophet Muhammad, sometimes he would braid them. So he used to have them long, or sometimes his hair would touch his shoulder. That's how long sometimes he would let his hair grow. And sometimes they will go up to his ears, but not covering his ears. be, you know, in the back of his ears. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the back of his ears. And sometimes he would shave off his head totally. Like when he went for the Umrah or Hajj, shaved off his head, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But when he lets his hair grow, his hair grows up into his shoulder. Straight hair, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not curly. And he would braid it in half. He had long neck. Look, he has long neck. I'm coming close to his face. His cheek looks smooth. Smooth cheek. Very smooth. And he sweats a lot. Prophet Muhammad, he sweats a lot. When he sleeps, like when he's sleeping, Aisha, she says, the Prophet sweats, and I have a, you know, she goes and she gets a piece of cloth, and then she takes, and then she wipes his forehead from, you know, from sweat, and then she uses that sweat as a perfume. Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. She says, the Prophet sweats when he's sleeping. He sweats. So I go and I get a piece of cloth, and then I wipe his sweat, and I use it for itr. I use it for itr. I use it to smell, like perfume, as perfume. Because his sweat does not smell bad, like mine. I don't say yours. I don't know, maybe yours too. All of us, for that matter. I'm just trying to be nice, right? But Prophet's sweat does not smell bad. Prophet's sweat smells really nice. Smells like perfume. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His nose is upright in the middle. His nose is upright in the middle. Yani not long, not short, not flat. Like flat nose. No, no. Is upright in the middle. And his lips are naturally filled lips. His lips are naturally filled. Yeah, and he's got full lips. No, no, they did not fill them with, you know, what do you guys call the, you know, the those, you know, they do them. Women would know these things, right? I forgot. I know too, but I forgot what they call it. You know, what do they call when they fill their lips to make them look big? Huh? What do they call that? Botox. Imagine who told me. Omer told me this. A man, a guy told me. So a guy knows about women's stuff. Ya Omer. Ya Omer. Be careful, Ya Omer. It's called Botox, huh? The Botox. Exactly, Botox. Right. So no. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had it naturally filled. His lips are filled, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His lips are filled already, like, you know, full lips. Full lips, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his teeth, you know, they're bright and spacious. His teeth are bright and spacious. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So far, brothers and sisters, I've only described the head and the face of the Prophet. You know, I only described the head and there is the head and the, you know, and well, yeah, just the head and the face of the Prophet. That's what I described so far. I have not described anything like the hands, the shoulders, the chest, the feet, you know. So are you guys ready, inshallah, for some more? Are you ready for some more? When the Prophet, you know, he did not have, you know, very like long spaces between his teeth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, it's just like one teeth, you know, with its own, one teeth together would be beautiful. Beautiful. And there's like an opening in the middle only. But as if he's designed. He's a human being, but not like any human being. He is a human being, but not like any human being. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, so are you ready for some more? Huh? Are you ready for some more, inshallah ta'ala? Here we go. So far, we have the head, the eyes, the eyebrows, the nose, the lips, the hair, even the forehead. Let's move down to the hands and the shoulder. Or for that matter, the hands and the shoulders and the rest of his body for tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, my brothers. I had to play cliffhanger somewhere. I had to play cliffhanger somewhere in there. I had to play a cliffhanger somewhere in there. Alrighty. So we will carry on his description tomorrow, inshallah. Yes, Khalid, it's got to be in there. It's got to be in there, inshallah ta'ala. We don't want to make it too long. And Isha is in a few minutes in my masjid. So it's just giving me time to go and pray Isha, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Jazakumullah khair for joining. Those of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram, may Allah bless you. Thank you so much for joining, all of you. Thank you, Karima. Thank you, Umair. Thank you, Jamshed. Thank you, Zoe Vabi. Thank you, Lula Robe. Thank you, Patrice. Those of you on Facebook, thank you, Amal Swayze. Thank you, Hafiz Khan, for joining. Thank you, Nasima. Thank you, Morkane. Thank you, all of you guys here. Lula Robe, Khalid Tuzani, Sidi Khalid. Thank you, my friend. Long time no see, my friend. Long time no see. Don't know where you've been, my man. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Fatima and Brother Kareem. Thank you all. I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, inshallah ta'ala. Alrighty? Same time, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.